Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 995, Belief Before Action, Action Before Motivation. This may just be a single thought before you take action. You might be getting ready to do the thing, to take the next step or the first step, but it is very important that you believe that you can do the thing that you want to do. Not that you're eventually going to be the type of person that does the thing. A lot of times people think, well, I'm going to take action, but I'm going to fake it until I make it, thinking that if they do it for long enough or they cross some benchmark, that then they have officially made it. The problem with fake it until you make it is you're never going to think that you've actually made it. Now, a lot of people will say, well, that's going to keep me driven to constantly want to push forward and constantly want to push for more. And I'm just here to tell you, yeah, but you're going to be anxious and you're going to be just basically living in your own mental prison around whatever it is that you're doing. Probably something that right now you want to do because to some level you enjoy it, something that you aspire to. So what you have to do is before you do the thing, be like, ask yourself, what do I think a person that does this thing, whatever it is, start a business, go for a degree or a certification in something, put yourself out there in any way. What do you think this type of person would do? Okay. What do you think, you being the person that you are right now, where you see yourself at, what do you think that next step is for you? And this is very important. Before you take that action, is believe that you're that this is something that you do now. Not even that you're that type of person, but like you are who you are as an individual, and you are now doing that thing. You are now working towards this certification or this degree. You are now the type of person that starts, you know, that starts this kind of business. You're the type of person that does this type of thing, whatever it is. Now we're doing the taking action part. So if you actually believe, and you should believe in yourself. You really should, because I'm going to tell you what, so many people in life do not believe in who they are. Like, they don't believe in themselves, and they're waiting to get the outside opinion of others. And these people that they want the opinion of, not only do they not believe in the original individual, but they don't even believe in themselves. Just think about that for a minute. People, probably you, because I mean, I really do feel like we've all done this at some point in life. I know I spent most of my life wanting approval from other people. Some were specific people, other were just like these nameless, the masses are going to have to think this way about me. The reality of it is you, the only belief that matters is the belief that you have in yourself. And there is no, if you have to cultivate that on your own, there is no level of competency where you're going to wake up one day and say, hey, I've now made it. I'm now this type of person. Because if you are the type of person that believes in yourself first and then takes the action, then that belief is going to grow. It's kind of the same thing, except you're just starting at a better point, right? Instead of thinking I'm going to take action until I believe in myself, I'm believing in myself. I'm taking action. Oh, I'm starting to believe in myself more and more. Look at these results. Look at this effort. Look at this consistency that I'm developing, right? So you have to believe in yourself before you take action. Now, motivation, which there are going to be times where I think motivation is where you have to have that internal conversation of, okay, I don't want to do this thing right now. I don't want to do it, but it is the thing, like in this moment, but big picture for what it is that I want in life or the path that I want to be on, I have to do it. So you do have to have an interaction with yourself. I'm going to tell you, if you already believe in yourself and you're taking action, you're going to find that many days, like you're just doing the thing. It's not something that you have to talk yourself into. It's not something that you're overly excited about. You're just doing the thing. But when you have those days where you need to have that conversation on yourself, and again, there's a fine line, because there's going to be times where it's actually going to be better for you to take a day off. It's going to be better for you to take a week, month, whatever off. because sometimes it's best to take a step back and actually look at where you're at. Look at where you're at right now. Look at the path that you're on. So sometimes, you know, having that conversation about being motivated and pushing through and doing the thing is going to actually lead to where you're like, hey, you know what? It's better for me to take it off, take an off day today or take some time off. And sometimes it's going to, it will be a personal decision that has nothing to do with the path itself. You'll be like, hey, you know what? I know it would be better for me to do the thing right now, but I don't feel like it. And then make that decision and then take ownership of that decision. What do we talk about a lot? We talk about taking ownership of your life, right? That's you taking responsibility. That's you taking ownership. So when you're taking action and you already believe that you're the type of, that this is something that you do, then that mental tug of war isn't going to be, you're not going to be as drained when you do have to have it. And it's not going to be as much of an emotional thing for you. It'll be a very logical conversation the vast majority of the time. I say vast majority because there's still going to be times where you're in your emotions, you're tired, you're frustrated, and that's okay too. I like to say 85% of the time. 85% of the time, if I'm in the headspace that I want to be, I'm good. Sometimes it's probably more than 85% of the time in a given time period. Sometimes it's probably less than that. But I use 85% of the percent of the time because I want to give myself grace. I want to give myself permission because I lead with kindness when it comes to talking to myself. I'm kind. I'm empathetic. I'm supportive of myself, but I'm also able to hold myself accountable and be direct when I need to do it. But if you focus on belief before you take action, then you don't have to worry about fake it until you make it. Then you don't have to worry about imposter syndrome. You believe that you can do the thing that you want to do. You just are where you are right now with things. Everything's a process. You're going to work towards it, and you're going to get exactly to where it is that you need to be. So, any thoughts that you have on this, please let me know. Easiest way to get in touch with me is always by email, and that is daryl@darylperry.com. That's daryl@darylperry.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.